We are still traveling the countryside, so to speak, although today's interview was done by phone, a necessity of our current times. We look back at another pandemic that struck the world as many countries were at war. It's a story that may have begun on a farm in Kansas, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
The year was 1917, and the United States was ramping up to fight in World War I.
Camp Funston was one of the big training camps, and it was a temporary camp, was established when we entered the war in 1917, and we had a very small military force, and we had to build that up overnight to fight a world war.
Jonathan Casey is speaking of the camp located at Fort Riley, Kansas. As thousands of men came to train there, there were concerns for their health.
So you have all these people and living in close quarters, literally. So it was a concern about communicable diseases in general, like meningitis and measles and mumps and so forth.
But a new and deadly disease began to spread in 1918. Some believe it began in central Kansas, perhaps from birds or hogs on a farm, transferred to young men who then wound up at Camp Funston.
They went on leave. They were working on a hog farm and then came back, developed the symptoms of this new sickness, and they died pretty quickly, but they infected others before they died.
In fact, Dr. Loring Miner in Haskell County, Kansas, wrote about the new and severe flu he was seeing and the impact it had on healthy young people. It was perhaps the first report of the new disease in the U.S. Soon it was spreading through military camps like Funston.
They had quarantine camps set up maybe like a mile from the main part of the camp, and it would be all tents, and the soldiers would have to stay in there. If anyone came down with the disease, of course, would go to the infirmary, but anyone then, say, living in the same barracks might have been exposed to that, and that person would have to be in quarantine.
The first cases at Camp Funston were in March of 1918. That spring, the U.S. military reported that of its 1.2 million soldiers, 11% were sick and could not work due to the flu. But the most deadly waves were yet to be felt, and the impact would not only be here in the United States, but on the battlefields of Europe during World War I. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. I'm Andrew McCray.